The June 14 forum featured Eric Eliason of the United Utah Party, as well as Democratic primary challengers Kurt Weiland and Lee Castillo. KPCW was told that the seat's incumbent, Republican Rob Bishop, was invited to the forum but did not respond to the invitation. The candidates discussed many different issues, including Second Amendment rights, immigration, and the debt deficit. Near the end of the event, they were able to identify the top issues that they would try and resolve if elected. United Utah Party candidate Eric Eliason says his top priorities are health care, working with moderates, and making the federal government more transparent.
To really resolve a lot of big issues, we need transparency in politics to make better accountability. And that's going to take a lot of work in terms of what do we do about campaign finance? What do we do about where the money comes from? You know, $1 million flows into Rob Bishop's campaign finances. That goes, a lot of that ends up going to the RNC. And then they become very beholden. If you look at the House Natural Resource Committee, $6 million from oil and gas has flowed into the members of the Natural Resource Committee. We wonder why voting is the way it is. We wonder why healthcare is the way it is. Look at the committee there and where the money's coming from. We need to change the way we do things.
Democratic Party candidate Kurt Weiland says his main focus is to provide greater access to the electorate, establish term limits, and restore public lands.
The federal government is offering leases for coal, oil, and gas on the former lands of Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante. As we speak, the state government has driven out the outdoor recreation industry and is inviting coal, oil, and gas to mine, strip, and drill, even though outdoor recreation provides three times the revenue that coal, oil, and gas does. And it's less destructive. This doesn't make sense. Public lands are sacred.
Democratic Party candidate Lee Castillo says he'll focus on universal health care, public lands, and immigration.
I believe in universal health care. I think that making sure that we have an opportunity to be healthy. People cannot participate in their jobs. They can't participate recreationally. It limits their family. We need to be able to provide health care. Having that even being a subject that we can deny somebody insurance or coverage or health care because of something that they could have been born with. Your child could have something that's, and you're going to go into bankruptcy because you can't afford the medical bills. I do not agree with that. We need to make sure we're taking care of our citizens. We need to make sure that Utahns are healthy and that there's an option for that. And that would be my number one issue.
The entire debate can be heard on kpcw.org. The Utah primary elections are on June 26. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.